California Ag Today. I'm Mike Stevens. We continue speaking with Daniel Kepin, Executive Director of the Family Farm Alliance. The U.S. Senate recently passed a bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Dan described how the Family Farm Alliance advocated for a wide spectrum of water projects.
When we advocated for this package, it was sort of an all-of-the-above sort of approach, not only just dams and canals and the typical water infrastructure, but we also wanted desal and reuse and recycling, because the urban entities, especially in Southern California, really take advantage of those sorts of programs. There's opportunities to sort of generate new water using that kind of technology. So we wanted to have the urbans on board supporting us, and we did. We got them, and they're supporting, you know, some of the products that are important to us as well.
He also described how the loans will be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And to me, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime set of dollars going to our types of infrastructure. It's really, really tough to get people to talk about water infrastructure in general. You know, usually when people are talking about infrastructure, it's roads and canals and electric cars and airports and railroads, things like that. When they do talk about water, it's usually drinking water, right? Cities drinking water. It took a very concerted effort by sort of a handful of ag organizations to sort of elevate our needs. And we were able to get these sort of dollars put to our types of projects by also aligning and supporting some of the stuff that the urban interests want to do.
For California Ag Today, I'm Mike Stevens.